I know I moved in right next to a racetrack.
Yeah,
I am. But I didn't expect racing.
Why would it be noisy next to a racetrack?
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Yesterday about this time, Jim, you were talking about influencers who have a do-it-yourself plan to make butter.
Yeah. I didn't know. Gina told us this is like making your own butter is a big thing online, I guess.
Yeah.
This one woman who likes to jog through trails with her husband, she and her husband, they put like heavy cream or something in a Ziploc bag, and then they run on these trails, and by the time they're done with their run, it's been turned into butter, and then they put it on toast and eat it.
From all the shaking,
yeah,
it becomes butter.
So gross.
And yeah, they had the hot, warm, baggy butter.
We had a message from Beverly said, can we instead just drive on I-24 potholes and make our own butter on our commute to work?
I would eat butter from that rather than someone sweaty.
If you're hitting the bam, bam, yeah. bam, 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 I would imagine that'd be a pretty good butter making
side
your
brain
hustle.
Turns to butter.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah, Saturdays on the square of Murfreesboro, they have a farmer's market. Go out there and sell your pothole butter. I like that plan.
Just load your trunk full of like heavy cream.
Right, right.
Make all kinds of dairy products.
And a big Tupperware container.
Yeah, see, ew. There you go. You have a project. Good luck.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell wants to bring NASCAR back to the Fairground Speedway. Mm. They said, you know, that hasn't had it for a long time. And it used to be a location where they had some of the NASCAR races before they built the Super Speedway. And I guess a lot of the area's residents, because they've kind of gentrified the area.
Yeah, it's all condos.
It's all like bougie people. And they're saying, no, we don't want that noise. My plants won't be able to hear the dehumidifier.
I know I moved in right next to a racetrack.
Yeah,
I am. But I didn't expect racing.
Why would it be noisy next to a racetrack? Shut up.
So Amazon just launched 1 hour and 3 hour delivery in cities across the country.
Nice.
I just checked my account. It said 1-3 hours not available yet here, but it could be anytime soon. And it's not as costly as I thought. I guess it's not every item that they have, but a lot of their very popular items. For an hour delivery, $10 charge if you're a Prime member.
Okay.
3 hour delivery, $5. So if you need something away,
that's
pretty darn good.
I know they do the grocery delivery and stuff like that too. But,
they do. Yeah.
Right? So, all of a sudden you need like a printer. Oh my God, the presentation's in an hour.
Yeah.
Order a printer.
Well, yeah, it's worth the money to you.
Yeah, at first I was like $10 for like my fake press-on nails. I don't know if I'd be doing that. But like a higher price ticket item, yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
I love that's exactly where your mind went to. Yeah. My fake press-on nails. I need them in an hour.
An emergency, such as.
I need them now, yeah. Well, for all those Bachelor and Bachelorette parties on Broadway and stuff, this might be some good news. Frontier Airlines is now launching direct flights from Nashville to Vegas. So you meet somebody out on Broadway, you're drunk, you fall in love, you decide, hey, we have to get hitched. There's a flight for you.
There you go. Your rom-com has been written.
Yes.
Wait in line at the TSA for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Then be there 4 hours before it departs.
Yep.
Then get to the airport. By the time you get to Vegas, you'll sober up.
Yeah.
And you'll probably make a better decision.
Yeah, you go from Nash Vegas to real Vegas. It's perfect.
What, how many people have broke up in line waiting at TSA? Checkpoints? Like,
The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Outdoor patios, landscaping design, lawn maintenance, and more. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
I live in Murfreesboro, and it's no secret that we're a town that likes to go out and eat. If you have a restaurant and you don't make it in Murfreesboro, you should find something else to do for a living.
Change careers.
Yeah. There's one restaurant, if you've been in Murfreesboro for a long time, it's a Chinese buffet. It's right on Broad Street. It is called, it used to be called Chef Wang's, which always made me giggle in a Beavis and Butthead kind of way. And now it's called Yoki Buffet. And I guess they're under fire now because they put up a sign in the window over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have their all-you-can-eat buffet, and then they have a child's all-you-can-eat buffet, which is like half price. But they said if you have the child under the age of 12, you have to show proof of ID that they are under 12. And so people are going, we don't carry a birth certificate with us every time we go out to eat.
Yeah, like 12-year-olds don't have IDs.
Yeah. And so they actually did a story about it on Channel 4. They went out and tried to talk to them. Management was not available for interviews.
Of course.
But they said, it was a misunderstanding. Yeah, we're taking the sign down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
In other words, you caught us.
Well, they do that for airlines, too.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Like, I had to bring a birth certificate for Paisley when we were flying.
Yeah.
I was like, stressing out.
Just a couple months old.
To prove that she's a baby.
Yeah, to prove that she's a baby.
What, just having a baby is not proof that you have a baby?
Right. And, like, how would they prove that that was real? And how would they prove that we're her parents? Like,
we don't know if this is a baby or not.
I know. And I think it's for, like, so that we can authenticize that she's under two, I guess, because then you have to pay.
Because they wanted to charge you. They wanted to say, like, that's not a two-month-old baby. That's a two-year-old baby. Yeah. Give us $500.
Which is funny anyway, because both legs of the flight, we ended up getting the free seat next to us to put her car seat. So we ended up getting a free seat.
Right.
Anyway. But, yeah. It's stupid.
Like, we don't know if that's a baby or not. This could be a teenager.
Right.
Cosplaying as a baby.
Yeah.
It could have been forced to smoke at a young age and it hasn't grown.
She's clearly like weeks old. Like she's not,
My child, Benjamin Button, who was 93 years
that's
old.
That's true. Yeah. See, that movie ruined everything. How do you know you're not Benjamin Buttoning it?
So, do they give you the birth certificate when you leave the hospital?
No! When I saw on the airlines I had to get a birth certificate, I was like, how? I was freaking out. And
I
had to go
down.
Well, this eventually comes in the mail from the government
or
something?
No, you have to request it. And it takes weeks. So, and here's your info in case you didn't know. You have to request it. So request it as soon as you leave the hospital, or it takes weeks, or you have to go downtown, which is a headache, and wait in a long line where there's no parking to get to, like, request the birth certificate. And then they print it out then and there.
I always thought they let the hospital, they like stamped it and said, okay, here's your proof of purchase.
Me too.
Good luck with your baby.
Yeah, me too.
As soon as they tell you, it's a boy or it's
a girl.
Here's
your certificate for all that hard labor.
Give me my stuff. I want my certificate.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want it now.
No idea.
No, me either. I had to figure all this out on my own.
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durba, walk around the neighborhood.
It's pretty cool. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, but in Murfreesboro at Riverdale High School, it was St. Baldrick's Day.
I love that. I've heard of this.
Kids lined up to have their heads shaved in the school gymnasium. They had kind of a little pep rally going on, and they all had their lined up to have their heads shaved to raise money for pediatric cancer research.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool. Really cool. One of the girls has done it several times.
It means a lot to me. I have known one of my classmates passed away from leukemia on the 2nd. When people see this, they have questions. So it's a really great way to get to talk to people and really just help get out there, like, the impact of childhood cancer and just how we should be fighting to make a better step. And I think it's unique.
Very cool. Kids doing that, you know, to help other kids.
The maturity.
Yeah. Really cool.
It's crazy.
I know. And to shave your head is so brave.
I know, especially for girls.
Oh my
I know
gosh.
Adults should have done it, but a kid? That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing.
That's really special. Well, if you want to see more about this story, you can check it out on the Woody and Jim Show Facebook, the Totally Hits Facebook, and our website, totallyhitsnashville.com.
Gina's been talking about the lack of picture taking from your husband.
Right.
Especially now that you have a baby.
You have a new baby.
You have a reason to be taking a lot of pictures, and there's one person doing all the picture taking.
Yeah.
Explain.
So at this point, if I died tomorrow, my daughter wouldn't know that I was her mom.
Because
there's no pictures of me. There's no videos of me and her.
Like, Daddy, what was mommy like? I don't know. I have no pictures of her.
Yeah. Let me think back. Let me scratch my brain and remember what she looked like, because there's no pictures of her and you together. She wouldn't even know that. Like, she would know I gave birth to her because there's pictures in the hospital. Thanks to my mom. But other than that.
Thanks to mom.
There's nothing.
No thanks to my husband.
No. And like before I gave birth, I like sent him so many videos, reels, pictures on Instagram and TikTok of men and women being like, hey, men. New dads, like, make sure you're taking pictures of mom. That's all she wants. She wants pictures and videos of her and baby.
Yeah, because you're taking all the pictures. You want somebody to take a picture of you and your new baby.
But he watched those videos that you sent him, and he just heard, wah, 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 wah.
He was not active listening. at all.
He was just man listening.
He was man listening. It went in one ear hole and out the other.
I mean, in every relationship, it seems like there's always one person who takes the pictures and nobody else takes the pictures. So the person who's always taking the pictures is never in the pictures.
No.
Which is kind of cruel. And they expect, like, surely the other people in this family, my spouse, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, they're going to pick up on the hint and eventually go, hey, I'll take a picture of you in it this time.
Right.
But they never do.
No, and I don't want every picture of me and her to be a selfie taken by me.
Right.
You know?
With your arms stretched out, right, holding the camera as far out.
Yeah, and she's like, meh. Like, that's not cute.
What do you remember about your mother? She had really long arms.
Right, right.
That's all I remember.
Yeah, and a half cut off face. Because that's all selfies are, you know? Like, right? Did mom have a right eye?
She was just
eye?
A torso with a long arm.
Yes.
I could see part of her cheek.
Yeah. I got her legs. I didn't think she had legs. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know. I need to just tell him. I need to just be like, you need to take more pictures of me, but
yeah,
what's the,
yeah, you, I mean, yeah, guys don't take subtle hints. What you were giving were, as far as you were concerned, very blatant,
yeah,
you know, suggestions, but take not, video pictures of me, blah blah blah,
not blatant enough.
He needs a neon sign flashing about 50 feet high,
slap in the face.
Yes. Yeah, so maybe we'll deliver that slap today.
Okay.
All right.
Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Oh, look, it's Gender Wars time. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. As we have for the guys, Tony is in Franklin. For the ladies, we have Michelle and Laverne. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right, good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with Tony. Tony, tell us something you bought that you now regret.
My ex and I went to one of those things where they, a lake lot sale, they get a bunch of people out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we kept saying no, kept saying no. She's actually pregnant at the time. It was like 90 degrees. And kept saying no, and they pressured us. And what they do is they drive you out from, like, you meet at a central location. Then you drive out, so you're stuck. And the only way we figured we could get back is if we bought one. We just never got to use it, so ended up regretting that.
Yeah. Wow. This could be a made-for-TV movie.
I know.
Wow.
Right? Michelle, tell us something you bought you now regret.
So many memberships to things that I never used.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to sign up, impossible to cancel.
That's right. That's what that movie, One Battle After Another, was. Somebody trying to cancel their subscription. All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Here we go. Michelle, does the March Madness basketball tournament start with 68, 88, or 108 teams?
We'll go 108.
108. No, it's 68. It feels like 108. But
right? It's like a million.
All right, Tony. Is Carrie Ann and Abba a judge on Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent, or RuPaul's Drag Race?
America's Got Talent.
No! Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
She's the tough judge.
Yeah. Still no score.
All right, Michelle. Daniel Craig is the most recent actor to play what classic action movie star?
Bond. James Bond.
Whoa!
Nicely done. All right. There's our first score of the game.
All right, Tony. What do ladies put in a tea light holder?
Candles.
Yes!
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
All right, it's tied going into the last questions.
Okay, Michelle, your man may be shopping for a big green egg. A big green egg. What is that?
A grill.
It's a grill.
It is.
Okay.
Nice. Smoker.
Yep. Super expensive grill.
All right, 2-1. Michelle's in the lead. Tony, you need this to get a tie and send it into overtime.
Tony, Robin's egg is a shade of what color?
Red.
No. Light blue.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michelle takes the day.
Woo!
Woo! Tony, it's like we took you out into the country and made you buy something. Sorry it didn't work out for you. Good job, Michelle. Thanks to both of you for playing Jet New Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Woody and Jim in the morning, Totally Hits 93.3, also 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Scent Hound. They do grooming. They do dog teeth brushing. They do everything for you. Three locations. Go to scenthound.com. Taylor is here from the National Humane Association. Who is this sweet little girl you got with you?
This is Marina.
Marina!
She is about 2 years old, and she is friendly as can be. I don't think she's ever met a stranger. She is so lovable. She knows how to sit. She's working on a few other cues, but sit's the only one she's really got down for now. But she goes on so many doggy dates. She's a very popular girl. And we give them like report cards to fill out. She gets A pluses across the board.
Well, there you go. An honor student. Yeah. Well done.
So she's friendly with other dogs and people.
Everything.
We've been taking videos with our phones, and she'll run up and lick the phone. That's how much she wants to be right in your face. It's the best.
I know. She deserves the best home. I mean, she's going to bring so much joy to a family. Like, she's just, she's got a vibe about her, you know? Like, you just want to be around her. She's so goofy. I mean, I could watch her for hours just do her thing. She loves playing with her toys. She walks pretty well on a leash. She did great in the car. I mean, she's really just the total package.
And the party don't start till she walks in.
She's got a great personality, it looks like. She's white with some really cute little black dots.
Yeah, she's polka-dotted.
Yeah.
So sweet. And she actually had 8 puppies.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was found as a stray, and she had 8 puppies. They have all been adopted. They've all found their homes. So now it's her turn. She was such a good mom, and now she deserves to be the one that's spoiled.
Yes,
it's mama's turn to have a forever home. That's awesome.
Aw. Well, if you want to catch more of her, you can check out our TikTok, the Woody and Jim Show TikTok, or the Totally Hits 93.3 TikTok and Facebook.
All right. Come see her. And, of course, go to the Nashville Humane Association, nashvillehumane.org, celebrating their 80th birthday. Birthday. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday, as always, brought to you by Scent Hound. Dog grooming, 3 locations. Go to scenthound.com with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. If you're a follower of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette series they do on ABC.
And The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
All these shows are having a baby together.
And the real life drama is taking over reality show drama.
Yeah.
So what's happening for somebody who doesn't know what's going on with Taylor, Frankie, Paul, George, Ringo?
Yes.
Yes, all the names. Yeah, so the girl, Taylor Frankie Paul, is a star on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay.
She got casted to be the Bachelorette.
Okay.
So the filming's done. Like, she picked her winner, all the things. Now they're filming, I think, season 5 or season 6 of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay, so she's still on that show.
Well, news just broke, I think, yesterday that they've stopped filming. They've halted it because now there's allegations of domestic violence by her to her ex-boyfriend, who she's been in this like on and off again really toxic relationship, as you see on the show, The Secret Lives
and
of
they've
Mormon
had
Wives.
Children together.
They have a son together.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I hear that the people that are her castmates will not associate with her.
Yeah. So, and in the past they've been very supportive of her and on the show and stuff. And this time they're like, no, we don't want anything to do with her. Like, this is more serious. This is her second domestic violence allegation now, too, with the same guy. So,
would she be the first bachelorette to have a mugshot?
No, there was a bachelor who killed a guy. Like, on accident, yeah.
See, I haven't been keeping up.
Vehicular manslaughter. Yeah, it was an accident, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
This is something where, I know that they're debating. The rumor is that ABC is debating whether they should even show this season of The Bachelorette because of what's going on.
Yeah.
But don't you think they've been tempting fate? Because they've been they've been enjoying the drama of these very controversial people.
Right.
And eventually something like this is going to happen.
Yeah, they had that theory of like, there's no bad publicity. It gets people talking about you.
Right. And I don't know. I'm sure they do some psych evals before you can be a contestant on The Bachelor, Bachelorette. And I'm sure
they probably look at you and go, you're not crazy enough. Sorry, next.
Maybe, but yeah. they really should because it's ruined people's lives in the past, just the like psychological toll that it takes on them.
Oh, yeah.
And she has issues and she talks about it pretty openly on the reality show. They're both reality shows, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So it's, it's kind of perplexing. I know that they did it to like draw an audience in because The Bachelor, Bachelorette has kind of been fading off.
It has.
And
yeah.
This new show is super popular. So I get why they did it, but everybody now has been like, you picked the wrong girl. It should have been Miranda and all this stuff.
And really, when it boils down to the people who go on those shows are not really looking for love in a relationship. They're looking to get famous.
It's right. A career boost.
Yeah, it is.
It's a launching pad to other reality
shows.
Oh,
and you hear her talk about it on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Like, oh, it's just a great opportunity instead of like, oh, I can't wait to find love.
Yeah. So next time I could be on Dancing with the Stars or The Traitors or any of those shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just get more money in my pocket.
All right.
I don't like to judge by looks alone, but I've been looking at pictures. Because I haven't seen her in any of these shows, but I'm looking at her going, yeah, sounds like she's crazy. Looks like she's crazy. Yeah,
she got crazy eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a little bit of crazy eyes.
Yeah,
and they used her middle name, Taylor Frankie Paul. Yeah. Now we know she's evil.
Maybe a serial killer.
Yeah, like John Wayne Gacy. Or anytime they use their middle name, it's trouble.
It always means bad stuff.
There you go. Our salute to unpopular opinions, if I'm being honest, as you have shooken the world with yours, Jim. You have shooken us.
I like to shooken things up sometimes. So I am Frugal Jim, but I want to tell you that I think Costco and grocery store free samples should be banned.
That's just absurd.
For two reasons.
Okay.
One, you're clogging up the aisles, okay?
Okay.
Especially if those people that are going up to get free samples have carts. There's about six people with carts blocking. There's no way to get around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get in and I want to get out. This is a strike mission.
Time is money.
You're
a surgical strike.
Yeah.
And two, here's what, in a perfect world, I would be okay with the free samples if they offered you a free sample and then turned their back. I don't want you watching me eat the free samples.
Okay.
I feel weird. I feel pressure, and there's just this odd thing. Like I don't know. Like what? Having somebody actively watching you eat.
Yeah.
Is uncomfortable.
See, it is true.
Most of the time, I pick it up and walk away.
I do
and
too.
Thanks.
I refuse eye contact.
Yeah.
Because they have that look on your face like, oh, hey, welcome to Costco. Did you like that jalapeno popper? Well, if you like them, you're going to have to buy 144 of them because they're in the frozen section over here.
That's right. Here's this big, giant drum of them.
So, I don't know. I like the free samples.
Me too.
And then I go, I change clothes and come back.
So you can have a whole pizza instead of those little pizza slices.
I'm a different guy that wasn't here a minute ago. Let me have another free sample.
But I'm very curious.
I've stood in line for an hour for a thimble full of popcorn. Thank you.
I know. They always give you like half a chip. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Splurge for the full chip.
We're obese Americans. We want more than that.
Bill and Dog Company. Come on.
If I'm being honest, I think that McDonald's ice cream is better than any other, like even Dairy Queen ice cream.
It's not even ice cream.
Sonic ice cream.
It's dairy product.
I don't care. It's better. It tastes better than any other ice cream out there.
Or are you just relieved when you show up at McDonald's and it's actually the soft serve machine
is
working?
Maybe that's what makes it better because it's like, oh, yes. I can never have it.
It's like finding a unicorn. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yeah. When it works, oh, man.
Everyone, hurry.
It's the best.
Thanks a lot, Gina. The ice cream from McDonald's sounds good. I just can't find any.
I know. Yeah. That is a hill I will die on, though.
Yeah. I think there's an app online where you can find out which ones are working.
Really? I need to download
it. There is.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what? If I'm being honest, I don't like fruit if it's served warm.
Oh.
No. Compote?
That includes pie.
Okay, you're wrong.
Cobbler.
You're wrong.
I don't like it to be warm.
What if it's just like fruit cold? If it's been sitting there like in the fridge for a few days.
That's even worse.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want to eat it. I don't want to eat formerly warm, now cold.
So warm or cold?
You don't like fruit.
No, I like fruit. I like fruit. I don't like it heated up.
Yeah.
If it's ever been heated, then you don't want it.
Yes.
So, like, if pie was in the fridge.
I need the backstory. I need the certificate of authenticity when you give it to
me. You're crazy. Oh, my gosh. Pie and cobbler you don't like.
I don't care for that.
Oh, I love that.
Whoa.
I don't care for that.
So, you know, if it was in an oven, no.
No.
What about being out in the sun where it grew?
Oh, yeah. If it was warmed by nature.
Oh, so, like, you would pick a strawberry off of the off of the vine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's a Beatty's Farms in Murfreesboro over by the avenue where you can go out and pick your own strawberries. That's a lot of fun.
You just don't like humans.
I don't like fruit if it's been manipulated.
Okay.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Last night, the championship game for the World Baseball Classic, Venezuela got revenge on America for taking their president and stealing all their oil as they beat America 3-2 in the championship game.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
It was. Yeah. I wonder if they'll suck up to the president by giving him the trophy.
Or
everybody else seems
it.
To be doing that.
He just takes it.
That's true.
So there's a lot of chaos at the airports these days because of the TSA workers not getting paid and they're calling in sick, and not just because they are mad, but because they can't afford to pay like health care or
afford to get to work,
child care or getting to work.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it got to the point where an official from TSA actually went on the news and said it's possible that they could close some airports because there's not enough agents to fill the spots. And he said probably if it was, it would be smaller airports, but
still
it's getting pretty bad.
This is
the spring break going on right now.
Yeah.
It's like there's a surge in travel and less people to take care of them.
And they're saying people should show up like 3, even more hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
Wow.
We fly tomorrow and then on Sunday. And I'm like, I hate getting to the airport early. And so to have to get there early with a baby, too, I'm like, oh, I'm just dreading it.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess they say if you miss your flight because the TSA line was too long, you don't get a refund.
Whoa.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in better news, here's a little pick me up. So if you have some like VHS or digital print sitting around your house, you can go to the Nashville Public Library, but the Donaldson branch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can get them digitalized. So they have like this service. I have the full article on our Facebook page with more details and stuff. But you can take your like VHS tapes and
all that stuff that's like you have nothing to play it on anymore.
Right.
Then you can
store
it in the cloud.
So they post it to YouTube or somewhere like that?
Sure. Yeah, just like, put it. You can put it on probably like a CD too or like a thumb drive.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. That's
upload
very cool.
Upload it to Google Drive or something.
Yeah. So you can have it forever and not worry about not being able to play it. Your grandkids or whoever.
Or leaving them in some shed somewhere where they deteriorate.
Exactly.
Melt.
What's my favorite word in that story? Free.
And it's free. That's right. Yeah, that's the best part. It's free. Yep.
What are our plans today, you guys?
I have to pack. My husband and I and our baby are going to New Orleans. That's where my husband's from.
Mm.
We leave tomorrow after the show. So.
All right. Babies on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
As opposed to little plastic babies in the cakes. You get a real one.
Yeah. Yep.
I think the most unglamorous day.
Okay.
Our dog Wally, who's getting older and he's been having accidents. So like when he has an accident, we clean it up, like the LVP flooring.
Sure.
But after a while, you got to mop.
Right.
So I got to mop the entire downstairs. It's just like it needs to be done.
Yeah.
I think it is time for me to get a new phone.
Oh.
I'm going to be stopping by. I have one of the original iPhones. It's a rotary phone. Actually, I have an iPhone 11, which is like they made back in the 60s, I think.
I'm surprised your apps still work.
Now I don't have all the storage for all the cool new emojis and all that stuff.
Right.
So I have to get that.
If you don't give me a lot for my old phone, I'm just going to sell it to museums.
That's right.